Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We started a new chapter, Babu Fadl al Ihsani ila al Mamluki. The chapter on the virtue of being kind to slaves. We were explaining that Islam brought about such a reformation, such a renaissance, that it was unheard of to be kind to slaves, to treat slaves in a very good manner, to free slaves en masse, to encourage the freeing of slaves, to encourage being good to slaves. Today's hadith will demonstrate a very good example, a very practical example of how Islam changed the mindset of the world with regards to taking care of people that were regarded just as a commodity. They had absolutely no rights, absolutely nothing. People only looked at them to take some type of financial benefit or maybe some other benefit, but there was no respect, there was no honor given to slaves. And Allah Ta'ala made it such that via Islam, so much of respect was given to slaves. So today's hadith, Anil Ma'rur ibn Suwaid, قال رأيت أبا ذر رضي الله عنه وعليه حلة وعلى غلامه مثلها فسألته عن ذلك فذكر أنه قد ساب رجلا على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فعيره بأمه فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك امرؤ فيك جاهلية هم إخوانكم وخولكم جعلهم الله تحت أيديكم فمن كان أخوه تحت يده فليطعمه مما يأكل وليلبسه مما يلبس ولا تكلفوهم ما يغلبهم فإن كلفتموهم فأعينوهم متفق عليه. Hazrat Ma'rur ibn Suwaid rahmatullah alayhi narrates that I saw Hazrat Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu wearing a garment and his slave was wearing one similar to his. We'll explain this hadith just now. We'll do the translation first. So Hazrat Ma'rur rahmatullah alayhi saying that I saw Hazrat Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu wearing a garment and his slave was wearing one similar to his. I asked him regarding this and he told me that during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had once verbally abused a man by insulting his mother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you are a man who still has some traces of jahiliyat, of ignorance in you. Then Rasulullah went on to explain about the slaves. They are your brothers. So something unheard of, that a slave has been described as your brother. So Rasulullah told him that they are your brothers and they are under your authority. Allah placed them under your care. One who has to care for his brother should feed him from what he eats and clothe him from what he wears. Do not impose upon them that which they cannot bear. If you do impose upon them such tasks, then assist them. This last part of the hadith, look how beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first said that they are your brothers under your authority. Allah placed them there under your care. Allah placed them there under your care. This is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. One who has to care for his brother, he should feed him from what he eats. In other words, what the master is eating, this is what he should feed the slave. Unheard of, something unthinkable at that time, that what you eating, you must feed your slave. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, and clothe him from what you wear. What you are wearing, you should clothe him. And do not impose upon them which they cannot bear. In other words, such heavy work, such tedious, hard, difficult work that they can't manage, don't give them such work to do. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, if you do impose upon them such tasks, in other words, such difficult tasks, fa'inuhum, then you assist them. You help them. In other words, whatever you've given them to do, you yourself help them. Look to what extent Islam has given respect to slaves. So just to come back to this first part of the hadith, we explained that Ma'rur rahmatullahi had seen Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu wearing a garment and his slave was wearing one similar to his. In Arabic, this word hulla, it refers to egg jor kapra, one set of clothing. So in this hadith, it explains that he saw the slave and the master, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, wearing a similar set of clothing. In other words, they both looked the same. For our understanding purposes, like the guard at the gate and the CEO of the company, the director, the main head, both wearing the same suit, same clothes. Something that normally doesn't happen, that they're both wearing exactly the same clothes or similar clothes. So therefore, Ma'rur, rahmatullah alayhi, asked Abu Dharr about this. Kya baat, what happened here? This is not something that we see that the slave and the master are wearing the same clothing. In other hadith it comes that you would get, this is first explanation, that you would get the slave would wear a very poor set of clothing. In other words, upper garment and lower garment would be a very poor quality. And the masters would wear something of a very high quality. But in this case, when he saw Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu had one pair, in other words, maybe the upper garment of the good quality and the lower garment of the very poor quality. And the slave also had the same. One poor quality and one good quality. So they both were looking the same. One poor quality and one good quality, and the slave also wearing one good quality. So now when this caught the eye of Ma'rur, it was something very strange. So he asked Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu about this. And Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu then mentioned this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Other hadith we learned that what had happened, what was the actual incident behind this. So what had happened on one occasion, he had addressed Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. There was some exchange of words. It happens, human beings, there was some exchange of words. So he addressed Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu as Yabna Soda, that, oh, the son of a black woman. In other words, he was poking fun at the lineage and the background of the mother of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know about it, he told him that you are a man with traces of jahiliyyah, of ignorance in you. So this affected Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu so much. In the riwayat of Muslim Sharif it comes that he even asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I've reached such old age. My age is so senior now. Do I still have traces of jahiliyyah in me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, yes. So in other riwayat it comes that immediately he lied down on the ground and he told Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, and he insisted that you take your leg and you put it on my face. Now who will do this? Who will do? He insisted, and until Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu didn't do that, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu didn't wake up from it. So this shows that what level that they would take any lesson from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a sahabi was told, la tas'al, don't ask, then even if he's sitting on an animal and his whoop had to fall down, he wouldn't ask somebody that's on the ground, please pass my whoop to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, don't ask. In other words, don't ask anybody for anything. What you can do yourself, do it yourself. And this is a very good quality for us to have, is that what we can manage to do ourselves, we do ourselves. Even as a person gets old, people like to do things for him, but even the doctors and the therapists will tell you that if you can do something yourself, you can help yourself to put your clothing on, put your socks on, to put your shoes on, to put your own jacket, whatever it is, and you can walk and do things yourself. Do it yourself. Don't get dependent on other people. Allah has made the body like this. Anyway, when Sahaba were told that, La tas'al, don't ask for anything, they would take it to heart to such an extent that even if their whoop had to fall, somebody was there, right there on the ground. No. They'll jump down from the animal, pick up the whoop and jump back onto the animal and continue. So this was the lesson that we take, was how Sahaba would take things so seriously. So, and they would take things immediately and make and practice upon it. Yeah, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu practically demonstrating how a slave should be treated. And this comes from Islam. This is the beauty of Islam, showing us that how a slave should be treated. Something, as we explained before, that could never be understood, nobody could fathom it in the time of Jahiliyyah and before, in the time when West would treat these people just as almost like animals. We explained that how they would be put in zoos so people could come and view them. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that they are your brothers and Allah ta'ala has placed them under your care. One who has to care for his brother should feed him from what he eats. And this part of the hadith ties up with the action of Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, and clothe him from what he wears. Nabi sallallahu said, clothe him from what you wear. So he went and literally did that. And what I'm wearing, I'm going to clothe my own slave. Therefore it caught the eyes of Ma'rur. And Nabi sallallahu said, the last part of the hadith, do not impose upon them that which they cannot bear. If you do impose such tasks, then you assist them. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and practicing the way Sahaba would practice. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.